Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Calhoun counties. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up all over the county to help build what King called a beloved community. Today, we're getting ready for the Port Townsend 41st Wooden Boat Festival coming in September, September 7th through the 10th. And we are talking today with the volunteer coordinator for the festival, Hallie Copold, and volunteer, Missy Nielsen. Thank you both for coming in today. How is this year's boat festival shaping up? What's new? What's exciting?
Well, we have lots of exciting things this year. I think that I'm the most excited, as always, about the tall ships that we have coming. A couple of specific ones that you can actually go out and take tours on are the schooners Martha and Adventurous, festival favorites and ships that are around Port Townsend frequently. And we also have our headliners this year are Howard Rice, who's going to be talking about his adventures crossing Cape Horn in a small boat. We have Matt Rutherford this year. He's talking about his solo circumnavigation of the Americas. It's pretty cool. And we'll be showing a film about him as well, Red Dot on the Ocean. And then returning festival favorite, Lynn Pardee.
The great Lynn Pardee, mm-hmm. Yes. Know her books well. We had a boat built after their boat, so I know her work and her writing quite well. She's coming back. It's great.
Exactly. And we also have some really exciting new things for kids going on this year. We have fish painting on T-shirts, which if I weren't the volunteer coordinator at this event, I would be volunteering at that station.
Now, you also work for the Maritime Center itself.
Yes, I do.
And how long have you been there, and how did you find yourself there?
Yeah, so I have been at the Maritime Center since February of 2016, so just last year. And I'm the volunteer coordinator there, and I'm also our communications coordinator, meaning I help with some of our graphic design, and I also do all of our website updates, redesign, all of that. I also work on our newsletter. It's part of my communications role over there. And I got to the Maritime Center, let's see, maybe around 4 years ago. I moved to Port Townsend after a brief stint in Seattle, where I learned that big cities are not my thing. And so I moved to Port Townsend because my parents had moved up here. And I really was just taking a break and trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life and my career. I just graduated from college with an art degree, which was wonderful, but not necessarily, you know, it doesn't direct you towards a specific career. And so I started working at the Olympic Music Festival, which is another wonderful nonprofit here in Jefferson County. And while I was there, it was a seasonal role that I had there. I heard about the Maritime Center and their position opening up to be the volunteer coordinator. And that's how I got here. And a fun fact is that I am from Tennessee, which is the volunteer state. So wonderful.
So you're new to,
circle there.
You're new to boats, but you're not new to volunteers and volunteering. So that's great. Welcome.
Sure. Thank you.
So would you like to introduce Missy Nielsen?
Yes. So this is Missy Nielsen, and she has been a volunteer for the Wooden Boat Festival and the Maritime Center for 3 years, and she's gotten involved with the Race to Alaska, which is another project of the Northwest Maritime Center.
So much fun. It's wild. It's wacky. It's wonderful. Yes.
Hi, Missy.
Hi.
So tell us about, there's a lot of things to do in this town. Why the Wooden Boat Festival?
Why Northwest Maritime Center?
More first.
Exactly, right? The Wooden Boat Festival is iconic for this town. It is like the signature time where I think we all put on our best. We are Port Townsend and proud to be it. I think I was drawn to it because historically that was one of the things that gave us the information about Port Townsend. That's how we learned about Port Townsend, is through the Maritime Center years ago, through the Wooden Boat Festival, visiting the town. I think it was probably like 20 years ago we came.
And you're not new to volunteering?
Not at all. No. That's kind of been built into, I'm wired to volunteer.
So how did you get to this gig?
This gig in particular, a volunteer recruited me. It was a neighbor. You're new in town. Here's a great way to get plugged in. I think it was Carol McCrary. And I said, well, sure, why not? And I ended up working in the membership area. And then that just, you know, it just continued to grow from there. It occurred to me that this particular event and this particular organization is really kind of a landmark place to get connected.
It is. And the impact is huge, really.
Yeah.
on our community. What are you doing this year?
Well, I'm actually, membership is my sweet spot. It's the chance to actually sell folks on the Northwest Maritime Center. You love to talk to people coming from out of the area. This is the job for you. And I also am a barmaid on the side because it's a chance to dance without a partner. And let's see. And then, of course, the Race to Alaska is another place where I land some of my time. But predominantly the barmaid and the membership. It's usually the people-centric roles that I gravitate to.
So do you work for the full festival? Do you work every day?
Pretty much. Yeah. No, I make sure that there's time for me to wander around on the docks.
Which is one of the benefits of doing this gig.
Yes. Well, there's something about wearing that t-shirt that kind of makes you feel like you're on the inside club, you know? I just wonder when I'm not going to be a minion. I'm just, can I ever like get a promotion?
Stick around long enough, you'll run the place.
Uh-oh.
Hallie, let's talk a little bit about the details. What jobs are available and you know, what skill levels, what age requirements, you know, what's really out there? What's going on?
The short answer to that is that we have jobs, I think, for everyone, almost all ages. You know, we are happy to have kids from middle school and high school. Once you get lower than that, it might, you know, we don't necessarily have as much. But we have everything from helping us set up the festival on the Wednesday and Thursday leading up to it. We even, going back further, we have office tasks that need to happen in the couple of weeks leading up to the festival. And then once the festival starts, it's almost everything you could imagine. We have volunteers like Missy who are helping to talk about the Maritime Center at the membership desk. We have folks selling tickets. So if you're technologically savvy, that's a great place to be at Main Gate selling tickets. We have the will call booth, greeters and parking and traffic attendants. Those are all very public facing jobs where it's a great opportunity to talk to the people who are coming to the festival.
So those jobs some of them have a physical skill level and some don't.
Absolutely.
I would think that maybe the Main Gate, if you are wheelchair bound or having trouble getting around, might be a good place to.
Yeah. So for if someone who has a hard time getting around, I would say that will call is an excellent job because it's pretty laid back. You can sit down while you do it. There are crowds and some fast moments, but generally speaking, you can be seated while you do it. We also do have a couple of stations where we need greeters. So we need folks that are checking wristbands. And a couple of those areas you can be seated while you're doing it.
When you say middle schoolers can participate in this, they need adults with them?
So we have a couple of jobs where they actually really don't need adults. We do have volunteers who we call them our captains, and they are adults who manage the various volunteer areas. So some great options for kids who might be interested in doing it, you know, particularly older middle schoolers especially, but I would say maybe sixth or seventh grade onwards. We have the kids stations that would really be great places for them. So we have kids boat building and the fish painting that I mentioned earlier. Those would be great places so that kids are also, they're working with other kids and it's a fun place to be, I think.
I used to work at the Boiler Room Corn Booth. Is that still happening? Is that the only nonprofit booth you have going on?
You know, I cannot actually speak to the exhibitors that we have this year. I'm not sure what they all are, but we do have plenty of exhibitors. They'll all have booths. I know that the corn booth comes back frequently. I don't know for sure if it's coming this year.
Last year, I noticed a couple of the nonprofit booths that were mostly focused on maritime education, how I got connected with a sailing book club. And so it was really, there's a couple of wooden boats that they're really invested in education. That's the only nonprofits I remember really catching my attention.
So what are the jobs you have on your list?
Well, at this point, we still need all sorts of help. So beyond the jobs that I've already mentioned, if you're more interested in something really lively, I would suggest volunteering at Bar Harbor so that you can pour drinks and sell. And you're really stationed right in the heart of the action. And that if you're a night owl, that's a great place for you, too. We have shifts going as late as, I think, 1 in the morning, if that is what you need or if that's what you're into. Let's see. We also, I'll say we have the volunteer tent where you can be chatting with volunteers and helping to check them in and show them where to go. We need help on grounds, keeping our festival site green and clean. We've eliminated all of our plastic cups this year. Actually, in the last couple of years, we've been doing that, and we're continuing that effort this year to really take it a step further and eliminate all plastic silverware or, you know, spoons and forks and knives. And so that means that we need help with recycling, and we do need help with the garbage that we do accumulate, as well as just general tasks that come up throughout the...
And parking is probably
a big deal. Yeah, parking is a huge one. We have, although we don't have a lot of parking options for folks that are coming to the festival, we do try to provide parking for exhibitors. The folks that are dining at the restaurants out on the point need to be able to get in. And so we really need people who can be calm and collected and greet folks and give directions that are stationed at the various points where cars come in.
Do you have errand runners this year?
We do have the runners. Yes, the runners are the all-stars of the festival, in my opinion. They turn situations that can be so stressful into these smooth-sailing operations where, if a volunteer is unable to show up for a shift, runners fill in for them. If we need extra, any tool or something that we need out on the grounds, if we don't have it, we get a runner and they track it down. They really save the day. Our knights in shining armor.
That's a great job. So anything else you want to say about the event itself?
I would just say that it's fun for all ages. It's so much, it's great because we really do develop this festival family, and our volunteers are a part of it. Mm-hmm. The town is a part of it. And so are all of the folks who come from out of town and the surrounding areas. It really makes it fun. And our volunteer party on the festival Sunday that evening is especially, to me, it's almost the culmination of that family gathering, that get-together that we have.
Missy, do you want to tell us about your experience with that dinner?
Oh, gosh, the dinner. I thought, how in the world, does an organization pull off such a world-class act and then continue it after... I think it starts, I don't know, I'm sure it starts far earlier than I'm aware of, but I see they're hitting the ground running first thing Wednesday morning until Sunday night. And they serve a full meal. It's not just, crackers and cheese that are thrown at you. And it's a recap. And it's sometimes you're only so invested as a volunteer in a small area, and you get to see the bigger lens. And it is really exciting to kind of hear those stories where something is the runners that save the day, or you get to thank the tech person. Like, I'm working with an iPad and membership, and you're trying to, transact a sale or something, and somebody comes alongside and answers it, and you never see them again. They're just, like you said, a knight in shining armor. Sunday night, you get to find them, you get to thank them, you get to sit and share a glass of wine with them. The leaders are there. I mean, what they do in terms of how they manage their volunteers is, you're just not dropped in and dropped out.
Total support.
They usually have a recap of a nice slideshow. So it's really well done as far as a volunteer experience goes. It's very professionally done.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite gigs.
Hallie. So I just wanted to add that you can sign up now to volunteer. If you go to woodenboat.org, we have links to our volunteer page on there, and we're accepting signups now all the way through, really through the Wooden Boat Festival. There's always a shift popping up here and there. And if you volunteer for about 12 hours, you'll get a 3-day festival pass and a crew t-shirt. And if you volunteer for 3 hours or, one shift gets you in to the festival on the days that you work. And so we appreciate all levels of volunteering. If you do one shift or four, we would love to have you.
It's a great party, I'm telling you. It's a great volunteer party. Thank you both for coming in today. Everybody Can is a production of KPTC.org at 91.9. I'm your host, Sheila Ramsey. Our production coordinator and today's engineer is Mike Schletzer. I'd like to thank programming manager Larry Stein. I also want to thank all the incredible volunteers who work hard to bring us all eclectic music along with local news and conversation here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at KPTC.org.